meaningfully.
All right. Meantime, the Japanese yen hitting a new 34-year low against the dollar after the Bank of Japan kept rates steady. The country's central bank signaling it intends to keep policy easy. Let's bring market forecaster Jim Bianco. He runs Bianco Research. Do you think that there's intervention on the horizon? I mean, I feel like I ask this every week. But do you think that the BOJ will do something about this and that we could see some sort of, you know, snap rally?
I don't think they will. I mean, they obviously can. And I think that the reason that they won't intervene and why they've allowed it to go to a 34-year extreme is they know it doesn't work. And they've tried it in the past, and now it's been 20 years since they've tried it. But every time they've tried to intervene, it works for about a day and a half, and then they stop intervening, and then the market goes right back to where it is. And besides, if you're going to intervene and try and force a market to the size of the yen-dollar exchange rate to a level, it's not going to work. It shouldn't work. You need to change your policies. You need to change your economics if you want to stop this decline in the yen.
So the $4.5 trillion carry trade estimate roundabout in stocks and bonds, that's safe in your view?
Yeah, I think it is if that is still the extent of the trade. I think the trade is probably a lot less than it was, you know, say 3 or 4 years ago, especially pre-COVID, because before this period, there was a lot of yen strength, and then that should have probably shook a lot of those people out. But if you're in that trade now, the weak yen is going to definitely make it work for you, and there's no reason to be fearful of it.
Hey, Jim, it's Tim. But so let's take the next step. Outside of the buying power for the Japanese consumer abroad, et cetera, and balance of payments and dynamics for Japan that are pretty significant on a global stage, what does this mean structurally back to the Treasury market in your view?
Keep in mind that the Japanese are the largest buyers of Treasury securities in the world, not the Chinese, the Japanese are. And if their currency is continuing to weaken like it has been, you always want to be invested in the stronger currency. So that would, on balance, be pushing money towards the U.S. dollar or, of course, then into U.S. Treasuries. And even though that's happening, yields are continuing to go up. So it really tells you about the underlying weakness that we've seen in the bond market. You've got the largest foreign buyer in the world with an excuse to be buying it, and yet still seeing bonds sell off, and we're still seeing yields go higher.
Jim, I want to pivot you to next week in terms of QRA on Monday and then also the Fed meeting next. You know, how do you see this all playing out? I mean, in terms of the positioning for QRA and then also for the Fed meeting?
Yeah, there's a lot of news next week. You know, we're packing a month worth of news into next week. Monday is the quarterly refunding announcement. We all remember November. It produced, you know, when the Treasury came out and said we're going to buy less notes and bonds and more bills, and it sparked a huge rally in bonds. They've played that card. I don't know if they can play that card again, because now at least everybody's looking for that, and it's going to be really hard to really surprise everybody. Remember, they still have to fund the deficit, so they just can't come out and say we're not going to sell as many bonds as everybody thought. So I don't think the QRA might be a volatility event, but I don't think it'd be a trend changer event. Wednesday's the Fed meeting. There should be they're not going to do anything. The announcement of the Fed, what the Fed does, is going to be a non-event. It's going to be about the press conference and whether or not Powell says anything at the press conference about being more hawkish. And then don't forget, Friday is payrolls. And payrolls are 250,000 is what the guess is, down from 303,000. And keep in mind, the last couple of months, payrolls have been beating again. And if we get another beat, it just stokes the idea of a strong economy and stickier inflation.
All right, Jim, great to speak with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Jim Bianco, Bianco Research. We've heard some